Welcome to All Wheel Stance, Back to the Basics radio program. I'm your host, Tim Metzger from Rapid City, South Dakota. You can visit the website at www.allwheelstand.org. You can also find this show and other shows up there under podcasts. All the shows so far with this series have been posted on there. I think I do have a limit on space, but pretty sure I can still hold quite a few more before I have to worry about it. Anyway, today I'm going to go over an article that will have been posted up on the website on the 21st of June. And something I've written like this very briefly in something I've written before, but never quite like this. But it seemed like the most appropriate way. This is actually written towards believers in Christ, those who actually profess faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if somebody is listening to this, I recommend go ahead and take a look at the article up on the website if you want. And there is a bunch of verses that I'm not going to be going over, like little citing this and that all throughout the article, tons of them. Anyway, so I am now going to go ahead and just get started here by opening up with three verses. One, the first is Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Yet I consider it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, and your messenger, and the one who ministered to my need. Next, Philemon 1, 2. To the beloved Epaphia, Acropus, our fellow soldier, into the church in your house. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. You therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving military duty entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him. Now, got a little editor's note in here. So, looking at the newspaper last night and seeing the never-ending assault against God, his people, his word, had me pondering the scale of what is going on, not just in this state, South Dakota, but throughout the entire country and indeed real. In fact, I will interject here, as a radio program often has a little bit of interjection above and beyond what is written down on the website, and that is, I actually just got done finishing a 500 and some page book, kind of like it's a school textbook, actually. It's a high school textbook in history. And I just read it, just kind of a refresher from the days when I was in school. And of course it goes, this one went all the way up to 2014. So, you know, I graduated 1996. So, I mean, yeah, I got all that filled in. It's just a brief overview. So I have had that on my mind trying to think about this in regards to where society just kept on the apostasy and how it kept on happening in these pretty good sized steps in where we are. I mean, it's pretty bad. But the thing about this, putting together this article, it could incite the powers that be to chalk one more file against God's servant as this article radio program mixes a fictional scenario to preach God's truth, but in their eyes, mixing religious ideas and militant ideas equals a domestic terrorist. Well, so be it. After all, these same powers are certainly going to be running the show during the reign of the Antichrist that will happen during the tribulation upon those who will have been left behind. And if what I just said to you, if you're just like, that went over my head, Antichrist, tribulation, left behind, allwheelstand.org, there is a left behind link. Okay, there's, if you just click on Antichrist or tribulation on the right hand column under the categories, there's tons of stuff. You can download a free book called The End. If you happen to be listening to us down the road, the website's still up and you're listening to a podcast, well, you can likewise, you can take and download the Tribulation Handbook for free. And if for some reason you are in that situation, you better get moving on that, because one day it's not going to be there. So I'll begin with this interesting way of writing this article, something that I've actually never done completely like this. So this is a fictional going back and forth between two people. One is the fellow soldier And the other one is General Preacher. So you have a general, military general, just going to call him General Preacher, and then you just have like an ensign, fellow soldier. So, without further ado, fellow soldier, sir, can we save our country? The enemy appears to be everywhere, and they have a great following. General Preacher. We are at war. The battle is strong, but worry not. Though the enemy takes more ground, enlisting the already enslaved as their foot soldiers, the battle is already decided. We have already won. Be strong and of good courage. Fellow soldier. Well, what can we do, General Preacher? There are many fronts on which the enemy is fighting, and our platoon fighting for this country has been under a great and non-stop attack. The enemy keeps on coming and seemingly has a never-ending amount of new soldiers who are enlisting for their diabolical cause. They even provide them food and clothing, with promises of great things to come if they join the arch-enemy's endless march against a great commander. General Preacher, what troubles you, and why do you not understand that this battle that rages against you, against us, is what we have enlisted for? Our great commander gave his life so that we might have eternal life. Please do tell me why your strength is failing you. What ails you? Fellow soldier. Well, sir, our country is nearly conquered by the arch enemy. We are fighting this battle in one of the very last states of this former great republic that is still holding out. General Preacher. Please do be more pacific, fellow soldier. Let us address these concerns so that we might, with our other fellow soldiers, figure out a way to reach the hearts and minds of men for our great commander. Fellow soldier, thank you for the opportunity to speak at ease. Let me break down the case as I see it against us. Sir, all around our state, the archenemy has enlisted his people to push, promote, legalize, and sell mind-altering drugs that entrap and enslaves a society, allowing more to become enlisted in the war, as well as blinding the eyes and making the ears deaf so that we cannot seemingly speak to them. We nearly lost that battle by around 1%, but our state stood strong, only falling on the medical excuse portion of the trap. General Preacher. Well, fellow soldier, do not be so discouraged, because the battle was close, for we did win that battle. Fellow soldier. I know, but we nearly lost, and for that I am worried and concerned about the future. For the enemy will not stop. They will once again launch that same battle over and over again until they win. I have seen and read about many other states where this battle is now lost and their culture is drugged out. Violence rules the streets, and they have called this evil good. General Preacher. Well, I myself fought in this battle directly with orders sent to the Attorney General, who did publish the Great Commander's truth that I had sent him regarding these matters to the enemy. They certainly did attack back and ridiculed, demeaned me, but I stood my ground. Fellow soldier. Yes, sir, I know that. But now I have seen a copy of the enemy's battle plan published openly in the newspaper, of which they also control. You see, they have violently murdered the innocent, the unborn. The Supreme Court of this land allowed a battle to be won against the evil of the enemy who controls portions of the federal government, taking the sword away from them, but placing it into the state governments. General Preacher. Please continue, fellow soldier. I have not seen these published enemy battle plans. Fellow soldier. Thank you, sir. Well, they were very bold in publishing their plans in the newspaper. You see, they have launched a battle on the ballot to use those who defy their creator, to vote against his true and righteous edicts, so they might begin to slaughter the innocent in this state once again. You see, General Preacher, many other states have already fell, as the people followed the archenemy's battle plan and have continued murdering the innocent once again. General Preacher, I indeed plead ignorance. I have been watching many fronts on which the enemy was trying to make ground, but I had let my guard down on that one. We need more fellow soldiers. This work is very great.
Fellow soldier.
Yes, sir, indeed. We are actively working to enlist fellow soldiers, even telling them of the great benefits that our great commander has provided for those who are in his army. We tell them that they will be pardoned from their evil deeds. Their sin will be forgiven. We also tell them that the great commander will erase those deeds and write their names into his book of life. We also let them know that the great commander will give them eternal life and even go and prepare a place for them once the war is won.
General Preacher, this has been a problem that is getting worse and worse. Our arch enemy's army only promises them liberty to that which they wilt, but in all reality they are slaves to him, on their way to an eternal prisoner of war camp, where the fire is not quenched and the worm does not die. Yet they have no problem getting and keeping enlistees.
Fellow soldier,
the gift and benefits from our great commander are unspeakable and priceless. Only fools would deny such a great gift. That is exactly what they are doing. Even though they can murder those who have not seen the light, the innocent, in many places, they are assaulting those states that have held out with non-stop battles, lying to the public in the news articles that most of their fellow doomed population agree with the murder of the unborn.
General Preacher. Fellow soldier, pick yourself up. This battle will have to be fought again. There is nothing we can do, for our orders are to occupy until he comes to receive us to himself. Prepare for battle. Continue trying to preach to men to enlist in the army of the great commander and be set free from the evil arch enemy's fear of death upon the sons of Adam.
Fellow soldier, can we save our country?
General Preacher, no. Our great commander has already told us beforehand that in the last days of the war, the apostasy will come and people will no longer listen to the truth, but will rather prefer that which your itching ears want to hear.
Fellow soldier, can we save our state?
General Preacher, for now our state is holding on, but the battle is not political. It is for the hearts of men. You see, it is a spiritual battle, but some of our political leaders have put roadblocks, landmines, tanks, and weaponry against the diabolical schemes of the archenemy. For now, those who pretend to change that what God has settled, calling themselves women when they are men and men when they are women, has had the leader of this state fire weapons against them, setting them back. But they will keep coming, sometimes using the courts as a means against the political leaders to fight back. If our great commander doesn't come to receive us soon, we might lose this battle for this state, as other states have already fallen, some willingly.
Fellow soldier,
what about our county? Can we at least keep that?
General Preacher, even our county is under assault, and our political leaders have not swiftly punished the wrongdoers that are foot soldiers of the enemy's army. They have let them walk free or unjustly set the punishment for their crimes against others unfittingly.
Fellow soldier,
can we save our city?
General Preacher, our duty is to our great commander, and we will participate in his great commission, preaching his gospel, so that some may be saved. Fellow soldier, you must remember, when you enlisted, you were given another citizenship, a heavenly citizenship. Your citizenship is now in heaven. This earthly citizenship is now your second citizenship. Those in the ranks of the archenemy are not given another citizenship, but instead a great lake of fire has already been prepared for the archenemy, his fellow demons, and all who do not repent towards God Almighty and accept the great commander as their savior.
Fellow soldier,
we must regroup and begin with our household, ensuring that the archenemy is not making headway into our own homes.
General Preacher,
indeed. Now, fellow soldier, it's almost as if you are ready for a promotion. That is the attitude, and with due diligence, we will be successful as a great commander will keep that which is his. We must keep focus on following him and his orders. We need to engage this war and warn men everywhere that they must repent and preach to them the gospel, that they might become enlisted in our fellow soldiers.
Fellow soldier, look now. I now see the necessity to do as you often remind me and our other fellow soldiers.
Each day, I must ensure that I put on the armor. Look now, I have my waist girded with truth. I have on a breastplate of righteousness, and my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I also have ensured that I have not forgotten to take the shield of faith. My helmet of salvation is always on, and the sword of the Spirit I have hidden in my heart, and meditate on it day and night.
General Preacher, fellow soldier, as you have been found faithful in a few things, you will now be given more responsibility. From now on, you must help some of the other fellow soldiers to be trained into complete boot camp. That way, you are not blown by every wind of the enemy's propaganda. Do you understand it, Lieutenant? Lieutenant, I'm honored for the promotion, General Preacher, and will not let down our great commander. I will press on, even following his example of not loving my life unto death. General Preacher, let me warn you now, Lieutenant. You will meet with many others who call themselves fellow soldiers, some who are generals, lieutenants, and even pretend to be the commander. But they are wolves in sheep's clothing, false commanders, in the way of life they have not known. You must be on guard for them, for they will seek you out, and they will seemingly flattering and smooth with their words, seeking to come amongst you and those given under you by the great commander in order to come in as spies and wolves, destroying the flock of the fellow soldiers. You must always be on guard daily. Lieutenant, my responsibilities are greater now than I imagined, General Preacher, but I will do the work of a good soldier. General Preacher, fine words, my son, fine words. The great commander is watching, and you will stand before him at his judgment seat. But fear not, he is merciful. Only be diligent to do his good work. For there are many false soldiers who say they support us, but they support the enemy. Lieutenant, what about those who say they are fellow soldiers and do not get involved in the war or are found sleeping? General Preacher, ah, yes. But you follow the great commander. Do not worry about those. He will sort those out. So in case you didn't catch it, the fellow soldier got promoted to lieutenant at the very end. I also made a brief error in speaking where, reading what I had written as talking about being blown by every wind. It's talking about the young believers, Ephesians 4:4, by every wind of doctrine. Happened to me when I was younger. You know, you hear this, you hear that, you kind of believe it, sounds like it's right, and then when you actually look into it, it's actually not oftentimes. So I'm going to end with a couple verses here and then give you a little bit more of a backdrop, actual explanation for the root cause of this article and what we're dealing with here in the United States. So first, let me go ahead and finish with this. Mark chapter 13, verse 3. And you will be hated by everyone on account of my name, but he who endures to the end shall be kept safe. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was cast out onto this earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Okay, so let's go over a few things in the extra few minutes that I have here. I still have good 10-11 minutes. So kind of the backdrop. So, you know, of course, I'll start off where General Preacher says, you know, hey, I was persecuted because I sent something to the Attorney General, God's truth. And so that actually happened to me. I was the General Preacher, and there was this ballot initiative last election where it was about, we have medical marijuana in the state. And so I'll tell you, when I was younger, way younger, I was probably 20, maybe 19, outside the post office in Michigan, Petoskey, Michigan, where I lived at the time, I remember somebody was out there signing a medical marijuana. You could sign to have it on there. And so it's quite a few years ago. And I put my name on it. I signed it because at the time, my opinion was that somebody who was dying, okay, like they have stage 4, stage 5 cancer, and they're on these very hardcore drugs that are not good for you, that I felt that it wouldn't really matter if they were on smoking marijuana or not, or on these drugs. And so I thought that, you know, I thought of like the Bible verse, that somebody dying, give them a strong drink. And, you know, and just some ignorance there, really. Ignorance. Well, what I didn't realize is, I don't remember the exact things. I know I wrote an article about it a while ago, but South Dakota ended up, not when I lived here, but before, and Michigan ended up passing that, and South Dakota passed it. I know I lived in Montana for quite a few years, and they had passed medical marijuana at the time, too. And anyway, so I know, started hearing about it, I guess, first in Montana. I didn't really hear what happened in Michigan because I wasn't living there at the time. And what ended up happening is basically in Montana is anyone who basically paid $200 for a doctor's visit would just go to certain doctors and say, hey, I need this because I have this. And you pretty much weren't denied. You just had to spend $200 and you got yourself a card. And there were places. Well, come to find out, I can't remember the exact statistics, but the amount of people in a place like South Dakota, you have that. And so in my eyes, it was for a very limited amount of people. So, you know, we're a state of, we'll just pretend, about 900,000 people. So maybe you have, we'll just say, 9,000 people who are currently terminally ill with cancer and suffering through excruciating pain and are on things like deregulated DEA drugs, you know, the stuff that, the hard stuff, you know, some sort of really crazy painkillers that alter your mind. Okay. I'm telling you right now, I don't feel that none of this stuff is appropriate for a believer. Okay, but we'll say they're on it, you know, and I mean, to me, you know, would the other stuff even work? I don't know. But how can it be any worse? I mean, I still kind of feel the same way. Once again, this is not advice for a believer, okay? But anyway, but it turns out that there's just an immense amount of people. I wish I had the number off the top of my head, but it's incredible the amount of people actually have these cards. I mean, it isn't just I mean, it's like pretty much anything. Just go and get one if you want one. And I don't know what the limitations are, but quite a few people. Well, so anyway, they tried getting, before I moved here, recreational marijuana. And something happened. The judge threw it out because of the way that language was written on the ballot. So it didn't happen. So the last election, they had it again. And they allowed this opening where you could write a letter to the Attorney General about this. And I wrote a letter, and apparently, so you know, I was the only person actually in the whole state that actually sent an actual physical letter there. And of course, out of the 14 or 15 people who did reply, everything else was email. But I was the only one that was actually against it. And maybe at Rusty's, were like pot shop owners and stuff. And so anyway, you know, I blasted it, you know, as being unbiblical, like legalizing drugs, and it was just a nice one page letter or so. And you know, and there was somebody who wrote, somebody who was somebody in the state over on the other part of the state, and you know, they had some sort of following or web page and knew some sort of media, and they wrote a hit piece on me, and I don't really care. I mean, it's fine, you know, go ahead and write a hit piece on me. I mean, and my buddy had read it, and he's like, dude, do you really, I'm mad. I'm like, I don't really care, you know, go ahead. But it's something where it's just going to keep on coming back. And I had seen it in, you know, Michigan, they passed recreational marijuana. And, you know, it's appalling. I mean, you can go to the West Coast and, you know, Oregon and stuff. It doesn't stop there, okay? It didn't stop with the Supreme Court saying, okay, yeah, no, gay marriage is allowed. You know, we'll allow that. I mean, now it's transgender. I mean, you know, it's not going to stop. It doesn't stop. This is actually a war. Us who are believers we're actually fellow soldiers. I mean, that's a reality of it. And we have, there's an enemy out there. Okay, there is. I mean, this is Revelation 12:9. That's the culmination. That's what, where the real is, right at the rapture, right after the rapture. That's it. I mean, it's everyone left here wasn't saved, and that's the majority of people on the face of this planet. So let me speed up a little bit. So recently in the newspaper, what I was reading is there's going to be a ballot initiative on November 5th in South Dakota. And so we had a law. It was called a trigger law. So when Roe versus Wade was overturned, there was a law, I think it was passed here in 2012, and automatically made abortion illegal. Now, our state, our governor, Governor Noem, very, very well known throughout the country. I mean, and I'll agree with, I had heard Brother Quad that said, well, you have to be careful because you might have a good governor and it can change. You know, he's talking about the Florida governor, but governors change, absolutely. Things change, and they can change quite quickly. But anyway, So she went out of her way and legislators say, hey, we're not going to prosecute women who go out of state, get the day after pill, or people who go out of state and get an abortion and come back. We're going to look the other way. Okay. Well, there's probably not much they can do about it, to be honest with you. Crossing state lines anyway. I don't know where that would sit on. But as far as it being illegal, abortion in the state of South Dakota, it's illegal. And it is a contentious topic, but it shouldn't be. It means I'm not going to get into the whole backdrop, but it's clearly unbiblical. I mean, clearly, it's murder. So I look at it this way. This country has enough problems. We're clearly underneath the judgment of God. I'm happy to be in South Dakota where we have a little bit of respect, where, you know, women don't have to deal with men who pretend they're women and playing sports with them in this state because it's not allowed. And these things are in the courts. I mean, it might change very quickly, but at least, you know, something has been done about it. And there's something done about the abortion. It's not legal in this state. Now, I mean, to me, you know, you can never legalize morality. People don't listen. But hey, you don't like it, go to Colorado, go somewhere else. There's different states. Why even come here? I mean, South Dakota actually is a lot of prairie. You either love it or hate it. It's not like, you know, there's a lot of water. I mean, it's a lot of prairie. I mean, I happen to live right next to the Black Hills. Fortunate for that. But if you don't like a lot of dry grass and West River part of the state, I mean, that's what it is. Pretty rural. A lot of ranching land. And anyway, the point is, what people don't realize is our enemies that we're up against. I remember living in Kalispell, Montana, and they had, you know, this is back when LGBTQ and all the rights, you know, and people trying to treat it like it's based upon racism. It's not the same thing. One God says that all races are created one people. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, you're Asian. It makes no difference. I mean, we're all of one blood. The Bible's quite clear about that. Anything that demeans anyone due to their skin color or other characteristics such as eye traits is totally unbiblical. I mean, it's totally unbiblical. But when it comes to stuff like if God creates you male or female, that is quite biblical. I mean, those things are quite biblical. It's not the same thing, okay? And so what people don't realize, your enemy is a lot worse than you think it is. So when you have these school boards meetings that you had about a decade ago, these people there, sure, you have people in all over the United States and local community who support this, and it's growing, okay, because it's all in Hollywood, everything else. What you don't realize is a lot of the times those people who were up there giving speeches, they're flown in by special interest groups. No joke. They're flown in. A lot of the people who show up, they're not even from your area, especially if in the small town. Anyway, so back to the abortion thing for a round of time. So it's on the ballot this year to get rid of that trigger law somehow. I don't fully understand it. But to try to get rid of it and to make abortion legal. Well, I can tell you, Michigan, they had a law that went back. It was never overturned. It was an old law. When Roe versus Wade was ruled originally, it overruled that law. So Governor Whitmer was very concerned after Roe versus Wade was overturned and said, we're just not going to follow the law. Knowing that would take a year and a half, 2 years to get through courts anyway, some people would sue. We're not going to follow that law. Not deal with the courts. No, it's business as normal. Just keep killing the babies. And anyway, Michigan, they got on about there and they got overturned. And so you see, it's not good enough to leave a couple states alone. You know, a few states here and a few states there that don't want to do this and don't want to participate in that. And it's political. You know, I mean, it's on a different level. But there are principles that are being followed that are godly. And a lot of times in those cases, you know, taking a stand against is evil. I mean, and so, yeah, I mean, I thought about this yesterday after reading it, because really, it's if you ruin South Dakota, I don't really know where I can go. You know, I mean, sure, I can live anywhere. I mean, I can live amongst the heathen. I do here anyway. But the fact is, this onslaught against God, it's not against me, against God, his word and his truth, his ethics, is not going to end. We still have our duties to do, each our own individual gifts as the Lord leads. And so this is really towards believers. Just understand that the battle is real. It is real. Anyway, if you have questions about salvation, please visit allwillstand.org and click on some of the links. Until next week, have a great week.